office sex. Just like the past 8 Saturday evenings, I sauntered, getting my wiggle on, towards the back office. It was 6 p.m., and I was ready for some sexy action with George. Seeing his distinct wide shoulder girth standing in the doorway sent shivers up my spine. My eyes glazed and my privates twitched as I remembered his large hands on my back, controlling my every move. Last Saturday, he'd made my orgasm reach such a high, I had to chill in the car for a while before driving home. All week, I'd been anticipating our next rendezvous. I could feel my temperature rise and my V seep with every step in his direction. Sex outdoors, tied up in the woods. This particular daydream had been hiding in my mind for years. I wanted to be tied to a log in a forest, have my clothing stripped off me before being sexually ravished to an orgasmic peak. I'd always fantasized it would be a man tying me to that log. But after watching Zoe perform her magnificent roping skills at a recent kinky party, I decided to ask her if she wanted to act out my fantasy. With a glint in her eye, she told me she knew the perfect place, and we set a date to walk into those woods together. Leading up to that day, my concentration was shit. My body stayed in a state of PST, that's perpetual state of twitchiness, ever since she enthusiastically agreed to tie me up. My dreams, however, lived in the woods until that day. Her bath after her caning. "It's too hot," she shouted as she pulled her toe out of the bubble bath. Naked and marked from a well-deserved caning, her master calmly poked his head through the bathroom window. "Stand there properly until it cools enough." Shivering as he spoke, she could feel the stripes on her bottom burn. She stood up with perfect posture, waiting as the water cooled enough for her to step in.